Freestyle Travel. How's it going, everybody? It's your host, Kenny Flannery. As always, I'm looking out on the entirety of the Las Vegas Strip right now from the view from the Rio. I'll get into that. They offered me some free stuff. What else is new? Free casino junk. Working on a travel app, which I don't know if I've mentioned that on here yet or not. I've mentioned it on my Patreon a little bit. I've been kind of obsessed with that. Nothing to show for it yet. It's working pretty well, fairly well, but not good enough to share with the world. On that note, if anyone out there listening is super into travel and kind of a programming nerd, hit me up. Particularly if you're into Flutter, if that word means anything to you, hit me up because things are ramping up. I'm definitely going to be talking a lot more about that in the near future, and I'll get into a little bit of that during this episode. But last episode I was in Wyoming, so I'm going to get you from Wyoming to Vegas. I've got a sponsor I'll mention later on, Magic Mind, super good stuff. I should also mention my code for Google Fi, the phone service that works all over the world. My code is TDW3EE, if you can remember that. It's in the show notes. It'll save you a little money if you decide to get on Google Fi, which is just, a phone service that works everywhere. Perfect for traveling. That's what I'm using. So if you use that code, we'll both save a little bit of money. So let me get into the tripping around, the hitchhiking, some family stuff, some Vegas shenanigans, of course, and what's next, and a little bit more about that travel app that I'm working on. Let's get into it. Alrighty, so yeah, I mentioned maybe getting in contact with me if you're into Flutter or any of that stuff. I guess just the best way to get in touch with me is reach out via Hobo Lifestyle on any of the social media stuff. I guess that's the best way, whatever is best for you. Hobo Lifestyle at gmail.com, I think. Hobo Lifestyle on Instagram, Facebook, all the stuff. Let's rewind a little bit to a few weeks ago when I was in Wyoming, the last podcast I did from there. I went and visited my mom. She had a bum ankle, so I got there a little earlier before Christmas to help drive her around and stuff like that, and waiting on my brother and sister to show up for Christmas, which they did, I believe, probably a day after recording the last episode. Two of them turned up within a day of each other, so pretty cool. It's one of the benefits of traveling the way I do. I actually see family and friends more than any of my family and friends, just because I've got the capability to move around quite a bit, so I get to see everybody a lot more than everybody else in a way. So that was awesome, and just to all be together in particular, because you know sometimes I'll see my sister out in Los Angeles or wherever she's at, or my brother in Manhattan, or my mom in Wyoming, but it's not super often that we're all together, most of us anyway. So that was cool. Just did a Christmas thing with all of them, caught up, had a good time, of course. A few trips to Melvin Brewery, one of my favorites, at least a couple hopping episodes featuring them. If you want to go and look in the Wyoming hopping episodes on YouTube, pretty awesome hitchhiking there over the years and drinking a lot of good beer. So that was fun. And yeah, I was thinking this travel app thing I'm working on, which is called Trip Hopping, which I'm going to tell you more and more and more about over the weeks and months, believe me. I got a friend in Phoenix that I originally started this project with years ago, and we kind of abandoned it. That's why we're getting back after it. So anyways, my thought was to go back down there and talk to him about it, see what he wants to do, if he's still interested, which he is. So he's like, yeah, come on down. So I figured between Wyoming and Phoenix, the two obvious stops are Salt Lake City and Vegas, just because of distance-wise. In Salt Lake City, I've got a good friend there, and that friend was going to be sort of out of town until after New Year's. So I figured, all right, I might as well just ride it out in Wyoming. There's way worse places to be until after New Year's. So that's what I did, and actually got a van shuttle kind of thing ride from like the day after New Year, like January 2nd. Yeah, I got a ride straight on down to Salt Lake City, so that was easy. I actually popped into Bewilder Brewing, which is another brewery that I filmed at on Hopping. It was real close to where I got dropped off, so that's where I waited for my buddy. That was pretty cool. I always like revisiting Hopping breweries that I've been to that I filmed at. And actually, I saw the owner, Cody, there, and one of the brewers that I'd met like a couple years earlier. So that was super cool. Their beer is still on point if you're ever in Salt Lake, Bewilder. I guess you could pronounce it Bewilder. I'm actually not sure which is the right one, but you'll figure it out. Go there and drink a beer. It's delicious. So yeah, caught up with my buddy. He's got a new girlfriend. Met her real briefly. Just pretty much just spent a couple days. Caught up with another friend over there. Yeah, just caught up with this whole situation. That was just a couple days, and it was like, all right, time to hitchhike to Vegas. And my thought was, as always, try to get some free rooms up in Vegas. So hitchhiking to Vegas was actually a really fun, easy day. Four rides all together. My buddy dropped me off a little bit south of Salt Lake City to get started fairly early, like 7-8 o'clock. It was snowing a little bit, so I had that to contend with, but much prefer the snow over the rain. Actually, I love the snow. Snow is perfect for hitchhiking, because sometimes you get those rides from people who, I don't know, feel sorry for you or something, or just feel like a good human, want to get you out of the snow, but the snow's not that bad. It's not like the rain, where you're just getting soaked. Instead, it's just snow. It's a winter wonderland. It's awesome. So I got a ride pretty quickly, right away. Not going super far, but it's always good to get that quick ride, you know, with under 20 minutes. It's usually what I mean by quick. And then right away again, sub 20 minutes, another ride from this guy. And this guy owned a chain of restaurants. I think he has 7 now, and he's going to be up to 10 by the end of the year, mostly in Utah, or only in Utah. It's called Chubby's Cafe. So anyways, he was heading to one of them, so he offered to get me a meal. So I said, hell yeah. Popped in there, got this peanut butter burger, peanut butter with bacon jam and jalapenos. God damn, it was awesome. You can go wrong with those peanut butter burgers, but not this one. This one was awesome. So did that, and then he drove me another, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles south after I ate to get me to a better spot. And then I got a ride, another quick ride within 20 minutes, short-ish ride, maybe just a 20-minute ride itself. And a $20 bill came with that too, the dude insisted. So that was cool as I got out. And then, yeah, not very long after that, a car was pulling over on the side of the interstate, and I was running up to it, and it was this awesome couple going to San Diego. They've done a bit of traveling themselves, road tripping around. It's their favorite thing to do. We've stayed in touch after that ride. It was just hours of just laughing and talking shit and telling stories and yeah, staying in touch. So that was super cool. I got to Vegas before dark, which was awesome because it was pretty cold altogether, you know, snow and stuff. So, and it gets dark early. So I knew there was a chance that I would get a ride to like Cedar City or St. George and just be stuck there for the night. Camping in the cold, wasn't looking forward to that, and didn't have to look forward to it because it didn't happen. Got straight to Vegas. Got to Vegas, managed to get 5 free nights at the Link Casino and Hotel, which is like right in the thick of everything. It's between Harrah's and Flamingo, across the street from Caesars, pretty much right there in the middle of everything. 5 nights free, bingo, awesome. I did lose a little bit of money that night. That sucked. I just went down to grab a beer, and you know, you gamble and you drink for free, and you know, that led to losing a bit, but drank a million beers, so that's always fun. And I had a plan to get that money back. which is working out. So yeah, besides that, I was just hanging out, working on that travel app up in the room. CES is going on, just a big consumer electronics show, one of the biggest, if not the biggest electronics show that's going on. So there's nerds hanging around, which is always kind of fun. I was waiting to get in touch with a buddy, and finally I was able to. He's a poker dealer out here. So I trimmed weed with him. Or actually, I didn't trim weed with him. I just like worked on the pot farm with him, like doing everything from irrigation and other stuff in California. Became friends, stayed in touch. He drove around the country, winning poker tournaments, losing poker tournaments. He won like 20 grand in Montana one time. Awesome dude. And he came to Vegas during the World Series of Poker to become a poker dealer. So, and he's still here working at a couple different spots. So I was able to catch up with him, which was awesome. It's just a good, simple night. Drinking beers. He's on a graveyard shift kind of schedule. He had the night off, so I met up with him at like midnight 30. And yeah, stayed up doing that. So pretty cool catching up with him. Meanwhile, the Rio Casino and Hotel used to be part of the whole Caesars umbrella that I get all the free stuff under. And they are not anymore. They decided to, I guess, become their own entity or whatever, have their own players card thing. So they sent me an email. I guess they're just trying to entice people to keep coming here. And they offered me a few free nights with some food and free play credit. So I'm like, all right, hell yeah. I lost that money the other night. And yeah, so the free play like erased that, which was awesome. Made over $100 back. So I'm good in that department. Yeah, and I've just been here doing the same thing pretty much, just working on that travel app. And I'd say it's been going pretty good. And I wish I had some of that Magic Mind stuff. I just ran out, which I should mention that Magic Mind, I had like a case of that I was going through. And that's it's actually a sponsor I mentioned earlier for the episode. It's these little like 2 ounce shots that you can take instead of or in addition to coffee, and it's just super good for focus. It's actually how I got back into coding, was when I first got those. I started drinking one of those every morning with coffee, because I still like coffee, and just laser focused, and none of the crash at like, you know, 2 p.m. That's the whole thing with coffee. People like, you know, crash after a while or get the jitters. It doesn't have any of that. It's just good for memory, good for creativity, and it actually builds. Like the more days in a row you drink it, like the more it's like rewiring your brain. You know, it's got like high end ingredients, like matcha tea is I think the big one. It's like a dragon fruit flavor to it. It's actually pretty good. I don't know if you're supposed to sip it or whatever. I just down it in like one or two sips. It's got nootropics and adaptogens, different kinds of mushrooms, not psychedelic, but like cordyceps and lion's mane. Super good stuff. I'm telling you, like I've been avoiding getting into programming for years now because I used to, and then literally synced up drinking that stuff. So anyways, they reached out to me. They gave me a link and a discount. So if anyone wants to try it, you can get 56% off if you get a subscription, which is kind of cool. They'll just keep on sending you stuff as you need it. Or 20% if you just do it one time. And all you got to do, and listen carefully, is go to magicmind.com/freestyletravel. Give me my own domain. Or magicmind.com/freestyletravel, and use the code Kenny20. Kenny20. And yeah, 56% off, or 20% off if you just do a one-time deal. And yeah, I looked into it a lot when they reached out to me, and they've been mentioned on podcasts as big as Joe Rogan and a bunch of other comedian podcasts and health podcasts. And man, I dug deep and couldn't really find anything bad about it. Just found a lot of good stuff about it, and now I've tried it myself, so it's pretty good stuff. Magic Mind. Again, magicmind.com/freestyletravel. Use the code Kenny20 and get focused. Maybe learn to code. Maybe learn to code good enough to come help me out with this project I'm working on. So with that in mind, let me jump to the outro as I always do and kind of tell you what I'm thinking next. I'm literally right here this whole time. I've been on the 17th floor of the Rio, just looking out at the strip, looking at the traffic, looking at the madness. So tomorrow I'm getting out of here. So let's get into that. Alrighty, so tomorrow I'm leaving Vegas. I'm hitchhiking down to Laughlin. So as I said, my ultimate trajectory right now is to get to Phoenix to catch up with my buddy and just see what he's thinking about this whole trip hopping project, this whole travel app. He's going to be out of town for another minute, I think, for work. So that's easy enough for me. I've done this before. In between Vegas and Phoenix is Laughlin, Nevada, right on the border of Arizona and California, pretty much, Colorado River. But there's casinos there under the whole Caesars umbrella. So I already reached out and was able to get 5 free nights there. So I'll have 5 nights to chill there, do the travel app thing, maybe get a little bit of free money, free food, whatever they're offering. So hitchhiking out of Vegas is always in that direction. I usually do the same thing. For $3, you can jump on the public bus and get as far as the Railroad Pass Casino or even Boulder City if I was going right to Phoenix. And then from there, it's a smooth breakaway. So pretty easy to get rides. And more importantly, like, it's not congested. And if someone picks you up, they're going at least a little ways, you know? So much better than hitchhiking straight from the strip where you might have to deal with police or whatever shenanigans, or just, yeah, it's not great hitchhiking from the strip. So that's going to be the idea to get down there. And then, yeah, hopefully by the time that 5 days is up or whatever, my buddy will be back in Phoenix and should be a relatively easy hitch from Laughlin to Phoenix as well. So that's the idea. I desperately want to tell you guys more about this trip hopping travel app. Maybe some of y'all remember the old trip hopping, so you kind of know what I'm talking about. But again, if there's any of you out there that are into making apps or programming or coding, like I said, particularly Flutter is the environment, and Dart the language that I'm using. So sometime in the next little while, I'll be really trying to reach out to people who want to like help with this project. It's gonna be awesome, and there's actually more help needed than just coding, but I'll get into that when I can get into that. So yeah, that's about it for now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to mention to you guys, but yeah, I don't believe so. I think life is just good. So hope you guys are doing awesome, traveling maybe. And I will see you down the road. To hell with plans I'm in, I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.